Well, I will tell you, children, the world is your oyster. If Jessica Alba can have a billion-dollar company, so can you. Yeah, 12:40 a.m. WSBC. Whoa. This is the Hoolies Hoolie. Did I get a little bit loud for
yeah,
you?
Yeah, you're excited. Yeah. So am I. It is Jeez. Saturday night, man.
You're like Sid Vicious with that microphone, bro.
Uh-huh.
I get excited when I hear the stories of Jessica Alba.
Yeah, I didn't hear
Are
this
you
one.
Referring to the Honest Company?
That is exactly what I'm referring to.
What is it?
Yeah, she sells green diapers, not green, actual green, the color green, but healthy diapers
yes.
and
okay, yeah.
crap.
Well, you know what?
It's a total scam.
Actually, while we're listening to this
We
show,
should hit her up for sponsorship because it's called the green, you know, could parlay something that into Irish culture
you know, I
somehow.
I actually just thought about this. Yeah.
Sometimes what goes into it is green, too.
Are you, yeah. I bet you I'm right. You didn't say that because today's April 23rd, which is Earth Day. That's not why you're bringing up Jessica Alba, is it?
I don't. Maybe the Lord put Alba in my brain.
It said,
sort
talk
of,
about green diapers yeah. on Earth Day on the Holy Zone.
The Lord put right. Alba in all our lives.
That's right. He did. I'm thinking about her a lot lately. Not
Lord,
because.
Bring me some Alba.
Lord, bring me some Alba.
Yeah.
There's guys in prison saying that.
I've talked about
Doing
that before.
Push-ups going to Alba.
Lord, bring me some Alba.
The intentions at Mass.
Staring at a Maxim.
Your intentions?
1998.
For Alba. Let yeah. us pray to the Lord.
Yeah.
Lord, well, hear okay. our Alba.
Okay, so it is Earth Day while we're listening to the show. Believe it or not, you know how I know that? Because I walked into,
You're obviously, a hippie.
It's we're taping on Wednesday, so it's Wednesday right now. So it's what, today was the 20th.
Yes.
420, man.
Bro.
But, yeah, I knew about that because I was going into accounts today, and I was trying to sell some organic wine, and the email came out, and it said, remind the buyer of Earth Day.
Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So isn't all like, wine organic?
No.
Grapes are organic.
I'm not going to get into the specifics of it, but not all wine is organic.
Well, it should be.
But yeah. if you want a good organic wine, you know, get some Bonterra made by the Fetzer Company. So, yeah. you know, there's a nice little plug for you if you're listening to any of my fellow liquor suppliers.
I'll pass.
This yeah. is the Hoolies Hoolie radio hour for those of you who are just joined us.
Uh-huh.
We got a little excited about Alba Talk at the top of the
there's
show.
So much to talk about this
Clay
week.
Clay O'Brien's here with us tonight.
Hi.
Clay, how are you?
Great.
Bill, thanks for joining me again.
Oh, I'm always here, man.
It's nice to be together. It's been a whole week since we last chatted.
Hi.
Uh-huh. Had a lot of Axl Rose talk last week.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
Yep. Coachella has happened. That was the big tour attraction.
Yeah, weren't
Coachella
like
the, this
weren't
year.
Like tickets ridiculously priced for that.
Yeah.
Now Coachella is what
the
like
real
the West,
fans didn't even go.
Coachella is like what the West Coast version of Lollapalooza kind
exactly.
of.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah. yeah, but it's more like hippie style, I think, than Lollapalooza has
okay.
turned into.
It's just nicer weather.
I really don't know. They have some Lollapalooza and Coachella. I remember when it was just like the Chili Peppers and, you know,
Jane's Addiction.
Yeah. And that was like the lineup.
The Beastie Boys.
Now it's like all this EDM music and I don't even know what's
yeah,
going on.
It's like 12 DJs on stage 9.
Yeah.
It's like, no thanks, man.
Hey, who'd you guys go see last night? The Six Finger DJ.
Six Finger DJ from yeah. Denmark.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I heard the show was pretty good. The Guns N' Roses thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Even though he's sitting in a chair.
You know who I bet was at
He'll
the show?
He'll be here July 4th, right?
Alba.
Alba was definitely there.
Alba was at Coachella selling green diapers. Huh?
I don't know why Alba jumped in. I've had a lot of startup style
of
businesses. I am jealous of Alba. First of all, for her lovely looks. She was in Spy Kids, which I've always wanted to be a part of.
What was her show?
Why?
What
because
her
I have
show?
Children of my own. And, you know, if I was going to be a movie star, Spy Kids would probably be the movie I would
okay.
pick to
what
be.
What was
in.
Her TV show? Dark Angel.
Dark Angel
yeah.
on the WB.
Not to be confused yeah. with Chris
Stay
Angel.
Stay tuned for the seedy WGN news
not,
after
not
Dark
be,
Angel.
Not to be confused with Chris Angel, Dark Magic.
Chris Angel,
Best
Mind
ever.
Freak.
Mind Freak.
Yeah.
Mind Freak. That guy's unbelievable.
He's a talented individual.
I haven't seen him in a while. I want to, like.
He's off the radar.
Yeah, but you know what? Could,
he's probably working on the best trick you've ever seen.
You think we
could
get Chris Angel on the Hoolies Hoolie to do like some crazy stuff for us?
That'd be amazing.
He's going to transport us to Ireland through his mind.
He's going to make a garbage truck disappear.
He,
Yeah, he was kind of like a hair metal rocker type looking magician dude.
Chris Angel, he was like the new, what's that guy's name?
David Copperfield?
Blaine.
Or
no, Blaine. David Blaine, yeah, he was like the... what?
But he's not as talented as Blaine. Blaine had like all the celebrity friends. No, Chris Angel's like a guy in the street in Vegas.
David Blaine just would like...
Chris Angel looks
like
he got kicked out of Motley Crue.
Yeah, exactly.
And David Blaine is cool.
He is?
He was,
Chris Angel, to me, I mean...
Why don't you like David Blaine?
Are there any Irish magicians...
No.
Yeah.
They don't have the patience.
Danny O'Hurley, Irish magician here.
Yeah, they're called politicians instead of magicians.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they make money disappear.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Actually, I think
right in front of your eyes.
Actually, I think all Irishmen can make money disappear pretty quickly, whether you're in a pub or in any kind of business.
Well, you know what? If you want to have a magical day, you got to have some McCann's Irish
Oatmeal. Oh, sure.
That's right.
Because they are our sponsor. So go out and get yourself some. They got all kinds of flavors, too.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I had it for the first time. I know it's a shame, but it's so late in my life. But
did you enjoy it?
It was amazing. I had the brown sugar and maple.
Instant, or did you actually?
No, it was the instant.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was in a rush. I got two kids. I don't have time, you know?
It's quality stuff. It's in your local grocery stores. If you can get your hands on some McCann's Irish Oatmeal, you're helping the Hooli's Hooli out a little bit.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great brand.
Good stuff.
I've had Alba on the brain recently because, obviously, I work at a startup, right?
Okay. Yeah. Back to Alba.
And I'm constantly thinking about different angles.
Uh-huh.
Well, what about this idea? What about that idea? And the one thing that always comes back to me is there are no silly ideas because Alba is a billionaire.
Okay.
And I'm not saying that Alba's not smart.
You shouldn't use Alba as a...
Yeah, she's a billionaire.
Are you kidding? Come on, really?
I'm not kidding.
You shouldn't use her as an example. You should use Jessica Simpson probably more so. She's a billionaire, too.
Oh, yeah, she's got
clothing
line.
Selling clothes to people.
What happened to Mandy Moore?
She's not selling anything to anybody.
I'm missing her like candy, man. That was her big hit. I'm missing you like candy.
Did Alba ever get into the pop music game?
Pop Music Hall of Fame?
Just game in general. I don't know. I can't remember.
Probably at some point.
Yeah, she's got an album
out
there.
Hey, Alba, can you sing?
Alba, we don't even need you to sing. Can you pose for an album cover?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We got someone to sing for you.
I don't know.
Get Alba. Hey. What, shake Alba out of you.
All
shake
right,
it
I'm
out.
Shaking it
shake
out.
It out.
I'm done with it.
You know what?
Yeah.
She doesn't need you.
Hey, speaking of...
no, she doesn't.
Let's talk about this.
Yeah, what do you got?
Boy. No, what do I have? What does the world have when Conor McGregor says he's going to retire?
I think he's bluffing. It's
I think it
be
is a
bluff.
It's almost like a drunken tweet. Like he didn't mean it. But you can't take it back because it's already out there. Or someone did it for him, you know?
It is kind of childish. Like, it just... My buddy at work the other day goes, "You see Conor McGregor quit, your boy?"
No, where did I hear it yesterday? It was yesterday when it came out. Someone was like, "McGregor's retiring." Oh, my roommate, Pat.
But joke or no joke, it's having some serious ramifications on him because now he's not going to be on the next fight.
Here's what he's doing more than anything.
What?
He's trying to tell Dana White that the Conor McGregor brand is worth more than the UFC brand.
Wow.
And that's what he's using as leverage.
Right.
And he's playing a little game with them, saying, you can do all you want and tell me what to do and what I can't do. At the end of the day, guess what? I'm going to do what I want to do.
Maybe he's going to start.
And if I want to have a fight, I'll have a fight.
Yeah, but I thought he wanted.
And I'll promote it and put it on.
He wanted to have this rematch with Nate Diaz. So it's like, well, why would you have this rematch, schedule it? And then I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that he had a
This is gladiator stuff, all right?
Yeah,
McGregor has no respect for weight classes or belts or anything of that
nature.
I'll
tell you what he does have respect for, though, is life. And I think he's a little bit probably, you know, a lot of people don't realize that he just lost a friend of his in a tragic, you know, sparring accident.
Right.
And I think a lot of people, I think that's what people are relating this to. It's like, how in the wake of my friend's death and someone that I respected within the fight community, how am I going to go and have this fight and make millions of dollars where I'm just, it's like, I don't care about what just happened to my friend. Maybe, you know, give the guy a couple months to mourn. He is a human being.
Yeah, but he hasn't mentioned that at all. You know,
well,
he doesn't have to mention it,
I guess.
The tweet he sent out was kind of like funny.
It's all very fascinating.
It's
kind of
like, thanks for the cheese.
We'll find
out. Yeah, it was exactly what he said. Thanks for the cheese.
Well, yeah, that's not very
It was kind of like, F you, you know.
So we'll see. Maybe he's just toying with us.
Well, Dana White apparently came out today and said that if Conor McGregor calls me in the next, like, 24 or 48 hours, the fight's back on, I'm not going to cancel anything.
Oh, fight's back on. Okay.
So that's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. But, you know, I mean, they do have to go through, obviously, the proper you know, channels of canceling this fight.
That's ridiculous.
It's
like a kid saying to his girlfriend, if you wear that dress to prom, we're not going to prom. I'm going to wear the dress. Not going to prom. Prom's off.
Right. You know? But then call me 24 hours and we can
24 hours before prom starts, he goes, I'm going to miss my prom. We got to do it.
Yeah, well.
Well, either way, someone's going to lose a lot of money.
All right, well, let's take a quick commercial break. This next spot is by McCann's Irish Oatmeal.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
A vending machine? Sure. A parking meter? Okay. A slot machine? That's kind of the point. There are some machines that you have to pay to use. An ATM shouldn't be one of them. With total access checking from your Wintrust Community Bank, every ATM nationwide is free, even ones outside the network. With the fees you'll save, go on, buy a candy bar from that vending machine. Get our total access special offer at wintrust.com/TAC. Members FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their five kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend who's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
And we're back, 12:40 a.m. WSBC. This is the Hoolies Hooli.
Yeah. Bill, your White Sox are off to a pretty darn good start.
Oh, man. I listened to them on the air today. 10-5 as of Wednesday.
Yeah.
But
very nice.
Who knows? Maybe by Saturday when the listeners are listening to this show, they'll be 13-5. That would be very nice.
What are the Cubs?
The Cubs are 11-3. They're good. Best team in baseball right now.
Yeah, they're really
good. I'm in the record race all year. I just want the records to be
It's 162 games. Hey, you know, this is the Sox best start since 2006.
Beautiful.
And I believe they did go to the playoffs that year. They won the blackout game.
I was at that game.
I was too.
I'm seeing a lot of friendly statistics about the – yeah, we were at that game.
Yep.
Actually, Pat, were you, I don't think – no, you weren't with us. It was me and O'Brien and Yoshi.
Right.
Who else was at that? Oh, we saw, like, Fleming and a bunch of those guys in the parking lot afterwards, like Sean Garrity. I remember that.
Some of the Southsiders.
Yeah, had a beer with them.
Right.
And then you went home. I remember I continued my celebration that evening.
You did.
Woke up the next day with a very bad hangover, but it was well worth it because that was a game for the ages. I hope that they have something like that again on the South Side or the North Side this year because I don't know if we're going to have some celebration with the Blackhawks.
Yeah, it's not looking too good.
I mean, as we're listening now, as you guys are listening on the air, they could potentially even be eliminated by the time you hear this show. I mean, it's Wednesday. They're down 3-1. And they haven't been – they're just not playing smart hockey.
Hope for the best. Hope for the best.
I don't know. You know, it's 3-1. I can't see the Blues just coming in there and beating them 4-1. I think that the Hawks might win one more.
You got to put up a fight.
And then, I don't know, man. It's just – like, you know when you have that feeling when you watch a team, you go – it ain't going to happen this year. Or this is the year. Even when they're down 3-1, you go, nope, they're going to come back. This year, I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you doubt the Blackhawk, Bill?
Tempers are flaring.
Shaw got himself into a little bit of trouble there.
Yeah, that was a bonehead move.
Real bonehead move.
You know,
emotions run.
You were
high.
Beefing at the top of the show, saying, you know, there's absolutely no excuse.
Oh, you mean before we got in the air?
Yeah, before we got it, there's no excuse for any of these players to be
okay,
making
my whole
expletives like that.
You know, I mean, he made a homophobic slur that was mouthed. You know, I mean, you couldn't actually hear it on television, but you could read his lips and know exactly. And he made it towards a referee. He was yelling at one of the referees. My whole feeling is, I don't care what kind of situation you're in. I know it's a playoff hockey game, but when you're getting paid the amount of money that these guys are, and you have a boss, obviously, who has, you know, depends on the winning and, you know, of your franchise and your performance. And now I'm not discrediting saying that Andrew Shaw wasn't going out there and giving 120% to try to win that game.
Right.
Yep.
What I'm saying is that by his stupidity and actions of he put his franchise in a position to lose millions and millions and millions of dollars. And here's what I don't understand. When I walk into a professional, you know, sure, there's going to be situations where I might get mad at someone who's working with me or someone who may be a counterpart or even somebody who's there to oversee a situation on, you know. Can I sit there and, even if I mouthed it and didn't say it, you know, I could.
Yeah,
that guy
be
could
fired.
Call my boss. He'd be fired.
If it happened in like a basketball game, even it would be a huge thing.
Yeah. So I mean, lesson to be learned. And I know that people get mad, and I am also one of those people.
Hey,
when
your last name's Shaw, you got a fiery Irish temper on you.
Well, I just think
you just gotta watch it.
I think that the political correctness in America has gotten to a craziness of one point or another. But I also have to say that, you know, let's remember that this guy is. You know, he's a role model, and he's supposed to be presenting himself in a normal, you know, in a manner that his organization. You can't do that.
Donald Trump's.
I don't care if you're gonna.
Donald Trump's gonna fix everything.
Oh man,
he's gonna fix everything.
You're right.
Yeah,
I am gonna fix everything. No one will ever make any slurs.
Everyone's
going to
love each other.
Other than me. Only I'm allowed to make the slur. Yeah.
Everyone's going to be hugging each other in the street.
Well, he's off to, you know, he's,
he won
he's
New
close.
York.
Yeah. We won New York, and so did Hillary.
I didn't think, you know what? I had a gut feeling she wasn't going to win. And
I did, too. I don't know. I mean, I saw, what did I see? A funny statistic that everyone was upset
it's
about.
It's like when you're, like, pick teams in grade school for, like, football in the parking lot, you know, and it's like the two guys are left. That's kind of like what we got.
That's pretty much it.
Great. Do I want the orange guy or the girl?
Right. So there's gonna be some mudslinging. I think the best part about it
here's
for me
what
is
I
the
think.
Entertainment value behind the now if it becomes Hillary and Donald. I mean, the media is just going to be like, this is going to be insane. The coverage
I think Donald Trump wants Hillary Clinton to win because he's got a better chance at beating her. Than beating a Bernie Sanders. And here's why. Because he's an anti-establishment guy, and so is Bernie Sanders. And I think as much as a lot of the people on the Sanders camp hate Trump,
right,
they don't want Hillary.
Right.
So they will turn around, and believe you me, if Trump gets the nomination, he's gone from this big right winger, right, throughout this entire campaign.
Uh-huh.
He's going to do a little flipperoo 180 because he was a big Democrat before this, and he's going to start pandering to their thoughts,
right?
And he's going to turn around, and then he's going to try to unite sort of the redneck populace that loves Trump with the uber sort of goo-goo population.
Free Maxim subscriptions for everybody.
Free Maxim. That is the weirdest thing I've heard
that's
yet.
How he's going to get the South, the Southern voters.
How did you win Texas? Free Maxim.
Alba on the cover.
Alba. I hired Alba.
Yeah.
She's
I
green.
Bought her company, too.
She's got a green company. Yeah. And, I think. That's what I think could definitely happen.
I still think that Trump has been implanted by...
He's going to say Hillary's a criminal.
By the Clintons?
Put her in jail.
By the Clintons to sabotage the entire Republican Party, which he's successfully done. And now he's going to just... Run against her. If he loses, then he'll just go away.
Yeah, if he loses, she makes him his VP.
No, he'll disappear.
Yeah, I don't know. This ought to be interesting. There'll be a lot of information coming up between
disappear
both sides.
Out of politics, I should say, not out of public life.
Well, you know, in the last month or so, Trump's been kind of quiet. You know, he hasn't barked very loud lately.
Not according to Ted Cruz. By the way, who's got doppelgangers of women on the internet? I don't know if you saw this.
Yeah. On Maury, no less.
Yeah,
it was on Maury?
Oh, yeah.
That's Povich for the neophytes out there. It's Maury Povich.
Yeah.
Which I can't believe is still on TV.
Married to Connie Chung, by the way, I believe.
Congratulations to the both of them. God bless the Povich's this season.
Yeah, he's still on TV.
But how is it possible?
Because Jerry Springer, I mean.
What is the benefit of having that show on television?
Because there's nothing to put on during the day other than, you know.
Put on, like, maybe.
They
like
know that anybody at home during the day watching TV, it might be of sub-moron level, all right?
Yeah. Well, that's not
and
helping.
That's what they're going to put out there. They're going to say, put the sub-morons on TV. They're all watching.
Do you think that the Trump would say to Maury, you know, S words, you are not the father.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man. I'll tell you, do you think he would say to Trump, what if, I don't know, I'm losing my train of thought.
You sure are.
Povich.
I don't know where you're going. We were talking about Povich.
I think that Trump would probably, can you imagine Trump telling people in New York, go out and get a job and stop watching that Maury Povich every day.
Do you remember Morton Downey Jr.?
Oh, yeah. Oh, he was I just watched a great documentary on him.
God. So he's Trump is
he
entering
into constantly.
That arena.
Uh-huh. That's, yeah.
That's the same kind of audience that is like, yeah, you know?
Totally.
Can you imagine if Trump was walking around just smoking heaters and like screaming at, you know, David Duke and KKK guys and running around and people would love it.
He they probably would have made a pretty good politician, Downey.
Is he dead now? Morton
yeah,
Downey Jr.?
He's gone.
Yeah, he smoked himself to death.
He died right after he was in like Nerds 4 as like Father Alpha Beta or something like
Somebody
that.
Somebody once said that if you looked at more at Morton Downey Jr. as he got older, he started to look like a cigarette.
He
just,
did.
Like, looked like a
he,
long
like,
piece of
He turned
of ash.
Gray. Yeah.
Him and Larry King.
It's going to happen to you too if you don't quit.
You're right.
And Joe Franklin. They all just merged into a burning cigarette. Yeah, but the Morton Downey Jr. thing, definitely.
Same audience.
Same audience,
yeah.
Right? Trump's pandering to that. And,
good salesman in both respects, you know, Downey and Trump.
Yeah, it's all about sensationalism, I guess, at the end of the day.
It's all about playing a character.
Yeah,
it is. That people like, that people want to see. They're hitting a lot of buttons with people, you know? They're saying a lot of things that people want
to
hear.
Well, yeah. What people have to take into account is that a lot of these political guys are saying, and then we're going to do this, and then we're going to do that, and then I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to do that. First of all, you're probably only going to get about maybe an eighth of the things you're trying to get done.
Not even that.
You know? And so the same thing can be said for Bernie Sanders or somebody like that. So you kind of have to level to yourself, what one-eighth of Sanders' ideas is better than Trump's one-eighth?
The system
idea
is so beyond broken from Congress on down that you can't even...
Yeah,
all,
that's
one
what I'm
guy is
at.
Not going to make a
the
difference.
The president's not going to change
no,
a thing.
Nothing.
They're all getting paid too much money, if you ask me.
They are.
Ridiculous.
Reform.
And I like George Clooney's chiming in about...
I'm sick of Clooney.
Too much money in politics, but you know what?
Too much money in Hollywood, too,
you
George.
Made $17 million for Batman and Robin, all right?
I think somebody said to him, they were like, oh, you're going to sit there and...
$17 million. For that.
He said that some guy was, I don't know if it was a
for a Caesar haircut.
I don't know.
Caesar haircut and like
it was
the worst dialogue
it was
ever
a
heard.
Sanders supporter, I think, that when they were throwing money at, there was like a motorcade.
I can't name a good Clooney. I'm sorry, Bill. I can't name a good Clooney.
Oh, movie. I got a couple. Clooney's an Irishman, first of all.
Let's all right, fine.
I do like a lot of his work, but Out of Sight is a great movie. A little Elmore Leonard kickeroo right. there. Soderbergh film, by the way. Well, Brother, Where Art Thou? By Coen Brothers.
Yeah, that's good, I guess.
Yeah. He's made a couple good ones.
But you know, and
two.
Here's the one thing I'll say about.
The Ocean's
11.
He plays himself.
They're remakes. They're remakes. They don't count.
Exactly. So count. 2 out of 70. Good.
Syriana. Not bad. That wasn't bad.
No.
But
well, you're not gonna give the guy any love at all, right? Just because you're upset about
his
politics.
He knows.
No, I don't give anybody any love.
George Clooney's basically a guy who won the lotto.
I'm like Eric Borgozzi on a talk radio. Next.
Oh, Take it down a level.
People
that are listening to this with earphones on, their ears just...
Clooney, Sarandon, Tim Robbins, like...
Shut up.
Get out of it.
I don't
want to
hear it.
Yeah.
Like, your place is in the arts. Like, you don't cross over, you know?
All right, well, let's get the Sarandon to a commercial break. We'll be back after these short messages.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. 15 members of the family still work together every day. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. They're price competitive, and you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste recycling and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your garbage is our bread and butter. Call Brian Flood today at 773-626-5800 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Big Guy Sausage is located at 7021 Roosevelt Road in Berwyn, right across from DeJewel's. We serve blue-collar gourmet food. That means Italian sausage, Polish sausage, Chipotle sausage, bratwurst, hot dogs, burgers, Italian beef and sausage combos, prime rib sandwiches, bacon-wrapped cheddar brats. Hey, what else you want? We got it. You ain't gonna leave here hungry. We're right down the street from Fitzgerald's. Come on by Big Guy Sausage after the Hooli's Hooli or before. Or call 708-317-5213 and we'll have it delivered or ready for pickup. Ask anybody who eats here. It's awesome. Big Guy Sausage on Roosevelt Road in Berwyn. Big Guy Sausage. Sorry, we don't serve weenies.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Yeah, 12:40 a.m. This is the Hooli.
Welcome back.
Get yourself some McCann's Irish Oatmeal.
Good stuff.
Absolutely.
So yeah, no entertainers in politics, please.
No.
Susan Sarandon. Good movie guy voice name. Susan Sarandon.
What do you mean, like a name for like a little
for like the trailer
some
voice
copy
guy
for him?
Yeah.
What's your audition? Can I say Sarandon about 15 different times in different inflections, please?
Yeah,
that'll work. Okay.
Sarandon.
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 The funny guy.
Sarandon.
Sarandon.
Lighthearted comedy Sarandon.
Yeah, I don't know. That's, I guess, was that your Indian guy?
My guy doing a Bollywood. That's a Bollywood. Susan Sarandon.
Susan Sarandon. Sanjay Bagnesh.
Susan Sarandon.
Who's Sanjay Bagnesh?
In Elba.
He's the George Clooney of New Delhi.
He is? Oh. He's got a show on this network, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're in his room right now.
Yep. That's fun.
Hey, a lot of stuff going on. You know, it is, here we are, it's Saturday. It is the day before the 100-year centennial.
That's right.
Pretty cool stuff, 1916. I thought we'd talk about it just a little bit tonight because it's pretty unbelievable that we're sitting here as Irish Americans and, you know, if that day hadn't happened. Mm-hmm. The three of us might not be sitting here with, you know, with
at
Mike.
All.
Yeah. And we might not be here today at
talking
WSBC.
About nothing.
Right. Just,
yep.
Yeah.
Wasting
so,
everyone's time.
Yeah. We have to give all gratitude and thanks to the people of Ireland and the Republic of Ireland for everyone that stood up for to fight for our freedom.
That's right.
And to allow our ancestors to come over here to the United States.
That's right.
Pretty incredible. They're going to have a celebration at the Irish American Heritage Center tomorrow. It starts with Mass. It goes all day. There's all kinds of stuff going on. I suggest that everybody go check it out.
Absolutely. Every Chicago Irish musician that's worthy enough of note will be there. Performing.
It's not always, you know, that something happens every day where you're celebrating 100 years. This is a piece of not only Irish history, but as an Irish American in Chicago, it's history for us to be here to witness it and to have the access to a place like the Irish American Heritage Center or Gaelic Park. And to be able to talk about it on the radio. When did you first, you guys, I mean, you know, when I was a kid growing up, I was probably, I didn't know anything about the Easter Uprising or, you know, the history of what happened in 1916. I don't think I knew anything about that probably until I was in, I don't know, fifth grade?
Yeah, maybe like sixth or seventh
grade. I mean, I guess I couldn't understand it really until then. But
had gone through, like, books in my house.
Yeah, okay.
About it, so I had an idea of what happened,
okay.
But I didn't get into it probably and want to know more until junior high.
Okay, until Michael Collins came out, the movie. You know, it's like, I feel like that's...
No, you know what it was, really, that actually, like, believe it or not, was Frank O'Neill. Remember Frank O'Neill? O'Neill's Irish, his bar?
Well, I was just, you know, before we get into his...
We had the tapes.
Know, yeah, but that's what I was about to get at.
Before getting into that, I think when I first came across the proclamation, you know, I was digging around in the basement, and I found, like, an old framed, and I was like, what is this?
Yeah, picture of the proclamation with Patrick Pierce and James Connolly and all those guys.
And it just was on, like, it was a, you know, an old dirty piece of paper in a wooden frame. I mean, it's not like the ones you see now.
Was it the original?
No, it wasn't. That would be, that's at the...
it's at the GPO.
That's pretty cool to go see that, because I have seen that. That's pretty cool to see that, obviously, in Ireland. If you get a chance, go check that out.
Go to Ireland. Ireland's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
I found it in the basement. I remember asking my dad, what is this? You know, and he was like, oh, yeah, you don't know anything. You know, and obviously he had talked about Patrick Pierce, always talked about him growing up because that's who your name is.
You guys had, like, posters in your bedroom, like, alongside your baseball players and everything else. You had, like,
Irish Patriots.
Irish Patriot, poster.
Of course. We did. Why not? I still do.
Good stuff.
I didn't know who they were until after Frank O'Neill introduced me to more of that stuff.
Yeah.
When you can talk a little bit about
when
him.
You were in Frank's bar as the ripe age of 15.
Mm-hmm. No, some of you had an older brother, and I didn't have any older brothers, but those guys, when they wanted to go underage drinking or try to get a drink, one of the stops was O'Neill's Pub.
North Avenue.
Which was at North and Austin. Proprietor Frank O'Neill.
Was it it wasn't on Austin.
I gave him an ID once. He goes, what'd you do, steal this from your dad?
Yeah.
I go, yes, I did.
Yeah, so Frank used that as sort of a place to preach.
Yes.
And so even though
he was a very proud Irishman.
Sure. You know, those kids might have been underage, and I don't think Frank grilled it that hard. The cops kind of knew. But part of the shtick was that when you went in to try to drink, they're underage.
Right.
The cops saw it as if you had the onions to walk there.
Yeah, exactly.
You could sit there.
If you got buzzed in, Frank would hand over some tapes, and he'd go, listen to these, listen about this stuff. And that's what really sort of set a fire under me to really want to learn more about Irish freedom and things of that nature. So.
Yep.
God rest your soul, Frank.
And the fight continues.
Yeah,
too.
Absolutely. So if you're one of the younger listeners out there tonight and you...
Google it.
Well, and you want to become reacclaimed with your Irish history and learn more about it, the celebration at the Irish American Heritage Center on Sunday is the place to be. Go.
Yeah, that's hands-on.
That's a great... What better of an introduction to Irish history and the history of Irish freedom than to be at the 100-year celebration on Sunday at the Irish American Heritage Center. So I'd hope to see a lot of friendly and familiar faces there.
A lot of Irish eyes smiling.
Right. And then at the tag of this program tonight, we'll be playing This Week in Ireland.
We will. Right. Yeah. What else you got popping this weekend, guys? Anything?
Nothing. I do know this. Doesn't matter.
Uh-oh.
Does not matter if you're in the old country with no snakes or the city of big shoulders. We live in a world full of terrible smells.
That's
like
right.
Skunks and sports gear, baby diapers, cigarette smoke, unshowered CTA riders, and worse. So, when the sink gets too strong, turn to the power of Fresh Wave Natural Odor Eliminators. Excuse me, I had a lump in my throat there. Fresh Wave products eliminate odors without the use of toxic chemicals or making masking fragrances. Instead, you'll find just plant oils and water, naturally destroying bad smells at a molecular level. Fresh Wave is safe to use anytime, anywhere, on any odor imaginable. So ditch those air fresheners full of harsh British ingredients and phony floral smells. Choose natural odor eliminators from Fresh Wave, available only at Bed Bath & Beyond, Ace Hardware, Whole Foods, and the Container Store. To learn more about Fresh Wave and to find your nearest Fresh Wave retailer, visit FreshWaveWorks.com today.
Beautiful.
There it is.
Done.
Yeah, got it in there, huh? The Fresh Wave, baby.
It's good stuff. I actually had the landlord come over to the house recently.
Oh, yeah.
Take a little walk around.
Uh-huh.
Sprayed it right before he came in. This place is beautiful. Guess what?
But
place was on the market.
Uh-huh.
Sold in a day.
Oh, yeah, I know your house sold
your place?
In a day. Yeah.
So where are you going?
Good question. Not ready for that.
Yeah.
Come up near me.
No, I got to stay in it. I got to stay in my spot. My daughter likes the schools there.
Northwest Side needs more Irishmen.
Yeah, they do. There's lots of them already.
You can never have enough.
I'd say River Forest needs to stick strong. Cause some of these, you got to stick around. Anybody want to loan me some dough or help me find a new place?
You got to be within distance of smelling Johnny's. That's your thing.
That is my thing.
Yeah.
Truly is.
Speaking of River Forest, and actually a former sponsor and from one of our former presenting sponsors,
On a sadder note.
On a sadder note, I want to give my condolences to the entire Madden family.
Mm-hmm.
For anyone listening out there, the Madden family of River Forest, Joe Madden and his wife Shar and their son Mike and his wife, they lost their grandchild and son, Luke Madden, 19 years old. A terrible, tragic loss to the community. So, you know, our heartfelt condolences here on the Hoolies Hoolie to all of the Maddens, keeping you in our thoughts and prayers. And for the rest of the Irish-American community, please keep the Maddens in your prayers during this difficult time. It's so bad that, we always have to hear about these young people passing. It's never easy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I know for some people, you know, obviously death for a lot of people is a rite of passage, and we need to learn how to deal with it. But it's never always the same every time it happens. So
No.
They're blessed with they're blessed with a big family, so they have a lot of support around there.
Yeah.
Our buddy Andy Madden's got a show. Speaking of Maddens,
No relation. Same parish though.
Same parish. Very confusing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's got. Well, he's been on the show before, obviously.
Yeah.
But it was Andy when he was on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. He would. He performed by himself.
Can I tell you a secret about Andy?
Sure.
I taught Andy how to play the guitar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's because of this. I think we were taking lessons from Chris, who was a caller on the show once.
Yeah, we were.
And we learned. I learned the little part in Pink Floyd's "Another Brick in the Wall." It's like, "Bang, minute."
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's just that little.
All in all, we're just a.
And Andy had an old guitar in his attic that he dragged out of the attic and had nylon strings on it.
Yeah,
and,
right.
And yep. I taught him that lick, and he's like, "Oh man, I want to play the guitar."
And
I
now said, he's 1,000 times better than
I'll
we
ever
know.
Be.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, he's
so
really good.
He stuck with it. So stick with it, kids.
Yeah. So he's got. He's been on this show, but him and his band. I mean, this.
Robots. Is
yeah.
The name
if you're
of
listening tonight. You would have missed it, but on Friday night, he did an album release party at The Wire.
And it's out on iTunes right now.
Yeah, their new album. We're going to play a track off of it, actually. And the new album is called Is This the Beginning of the End? And it's Toy Robots. It's available on iTunes. So it just was released today. So while we're sitting here in the studio Wednesday.
It's fresh, baby.
Yeah, yep. Released on 420, man.
Perfect.
So Toy Robots, and he's asked me to play the track because he's played this on the show before.
Okay.
But here's the studio version off of the album. Is this the beginning of the end? This is called Life's Exchange.
Said you catch morning light is shining through. The cloudy rain once made me blue. This makeshift home gave us shelter too. It's time we change that point of view.
Yeah, Toy Robots right there.
Nice. Yeah, Life's Exchange. Pretty
available
cool stuff.
Available on iTunes.
Yeah, that's the album. Is this the beginning of the end?
Just dropped yesterday.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
You tell me that one of our, he's Harmonica Dunn himself, also known as Danny Biggins, friend of ours on the show.
Sure, absolutely.
One of the biggest promoters for local rock music.
Yeah, indie music in Chicago for
indie
sure.
Indie rock music and bluegrass and even a little hip hop here and there as well.
Right.
Just bought the Tonic Room.
Yeah, he's going to be the owner of the Tonic Room on, well, he is the owner now on Halsted there in Lincoln Park. He wants to make it one of the best small music venues in the city of Chicago.
Do it.
I think he's well on his way. Congratulations to him as he becomes a new owner of a saloon.
Wonder how his wife took the news to that.
I don't know.
We got three kids under the age of five. I'm buying a bar.
Bye.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that this was something that's been in the works for him for quite a while. He has a relationship with the old owner there.
Yeah, he's run a lot of shows out of there.
Yeah, so I think his familiarity with the bar really made an easy decision for him.
Yeah.
So I wish him the best of luck for all you indie music gurus, nerds, musicians, everybody, go to the Tonic Room and say hello to Donnie Biggins. Tell him the Hooli sent you.
That's right.
Talk to him maybe about playing there sometime.
That's right. Drop your demo off.
Yeah, I got to get my band in there.
You know who else hit me up recently? Is our old friend Steven Davern.
Oh, yeah. From Pin Drop Theater. Sure, yeah.
So they got a hot track that's he's pretty excited about that they've been playing around. And he asked me to come and play it.
Okay.
And I will. You can find this on Reverb Nation. You can just Google Pin Drop Theater. And this song is called Play Dead. Let me see if I can get the load here.
Okay. Yeah.
If it'll play.
Yeah.
It's playing dead on me right now.
It sure seems that way. Yeah.
Well, we'll have to get back to that.
Yeah, he's not ready.
No.
Folks, he's not ready.
It's not working out.
First time.
We'll let it download here.
That's
what the issue is.
Computers.
Computer problems.
Yeah. I got computer problems. I'm sorry. I can't help
problems.
It. I've got horrible computer problems. I like
That's
saying
the
that. I just like the same guy used to say, I got car troubles. I'm sorry. Well, here we go.
Play Dead, y'all.
This is Play Dead by Pin Drop Theater.
Guys who don't like the black guys. I know some black guys who don't like the white guys. And then there's the red guy who ain't even red. In walks a fascist who works as a florist, calls everyone racist and cries to his therapist. I'm in a sold out lonely head. And the red guy leans
There it is. Played Dead by Pin Drop Theater, Reverb Nation. That's the site you can find it on.
Reverb Nation?
I like it.
It's good stuff.
How do you get to that?
You type it in the Google.
Yeah, Reverb Nation.
Start with an R. You type it.
Yeah. Hey, how do you learn how to type in high school?
I'm looking for a job again. You know how to type?
Yeah. I remember a typing class. Did you I took typing.
You need a typolist?
I took a typing class at OPRF.
I still do the one finger thing.
Oh, I'm not bad, but I remember taking a typing class at Oak Park, and it was like I took three classes there. I took that. I can't remember what the other one was in driver's ed, summer school, and I'll never forget my first day of summer school at Oak Park. I was going into my junior year of high school.
Yeah.
Oh no, going into sophomore year because we were taking driver's ed because I was going to try to get my license by the, and I remember I saw two girls fighting in the hallway, fist fight the first day at Oak Park, and I went, this is amazing. Because I went to an all-boys school, you know, so it was a little, you know, it was like, whoa. Yeah.
I've never seen anybody type at, like, an exorbitant speed. But what I have seen is that when I went to Columbia College, we're getting into school stories now.
Yeah.
They had performance art, right? Like a gallery you could walk into of performance artists. Uh-huh. And each artist was sort of a piece, right?
Right, yeah.
And I was a very sophomoric, younger guy. And I said, this looks interesting. I'm going to walk in. And there was a guy there who had a business suit on. And he's on this sort of pedestal. And everyone's watching him. And all he's doing is, instead of playing like the air guitar, he's air typing as fast as he can.
Come on.
Yeah, and then pretending like it's a keyboard, and then sort of the old school typewriter where you move it.
Bing.
Where it goes, bing, bing.
Yeah.
And there was a guy who had a bell who would just go, ding, and he would go, and make the gesture and just keep typing as fast as it could.
Uh-huh.
And then right next to him was a topless woman with an M16 in her hand just going,
uh-huh.
It's one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
This was at Columbia.
Yeah.
What a fine institution.
Good typing story.
Good typing story,
typing as fast as he could.
Uh-huh.
It was one of the. I couldn't stop laughing, and everybody's looking at me at the thing like.
Now he's an accountant.
What are you laughing for? This is art.
Yeah, this is serious.
This is really funny. You know, like this is. Yeah.
You're missing the whole message, bro.
Yeah. What is the message? Type fast.
Type fast and watch out for the
machine gun
for the bullets.
Uh-huh.
and the topless people.
No, it's the two machines are working at the same pace. You know, the war machine.
It's an interesting
concept. As the political machine.
Yeah.
So, just paint a picture next time, kid.
Well, we're fine. You know what I'm happy about? The weather.
Yeah, it's
finally. Weather.
Yeah, my gosh.
I'm going to my first Sox game on Sunday.
Nice.
There you go.
After I pop into the Heritage Center.
Tomorrow. So, what, you're taking your boys with you to the Sox game?
Or no?
You
I haven't
you were
decided
told me, what,
yet.
Brendan's a little too small. You're thinking, you don't know.
I'm on the fence. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I just don't know what to do.
You can't take Brody. He's way too young.
He's way too young.
Yeah,
he's 6 months old.
Yeah.
Maybe Brendan. Who knows? Maybe a friend. Maybe a family member.
There you go.
We'll have a raffle.
Yeah. Hey, the Celtic Boxing Club, don't they have an event coming up?
It's Friday, so it's gone.
Oh, it's
over
gone.
Already.
Oh, yeah.
When's the Zbikowski fight?
That's what it was, Zbikowski's
fight.
That's
Friday?
Yeah.
Yep. But they were going to raise money. But I saw another thing. They were raising money for the Dan
Capuano
family. Yeah,
that's where the money was going towards. Yeah, okay. the fallen fire.
I hope they did well.
I feel like a lot of times on this show when we want to plug events, it's always like the day before.
We're working in the future.
Yeah, I know. But it's okay, well, I guess we got to plug. We got to get better. I'm sorry, radio listeners. We got to do better research, and we got to get better about plugging events.
Also, by the way, if any
of
our listeners out there have things that they want us to plug,
please do.
Send us a line.
Yeah.
You know?
Stop on our Facebook page and send us a link to anything.
Yeah, I'll talk about anything, anything,
just
man.
Just as long as it's
anything,
know,
your kid's birthday party,
or
whatever.
Or anything,
sure.
So.
We're also looking for Irish magicians, if you know any.
Irish magicians, yeah, if you know any.
For kids' birthday parties.
For anything.
Watch this, everybody. I'm going to make 400 beers disappear.
I'm going to make this guy's face bloody.
Yeah, right.
If you know any, tell them to call us. We want to meet them.
That's a good shtick, Irish magician.
That would be great. You could never end it. I mean, it goes forever. It goes forever.
Yeah. There's like hokey coin tricks and things like that.
Look at this coin right here.
Look, I'm going to make my thumb disappear now.
Is that what McGregor...
He chops it off.
What if Conor McGregor told Dana White of the UFC, I'm retiring to become an Irish magician?
I wouldn't be surprised.
he
flicks
is,
a deck
a
of cards right in Dana's face.
Not enough money.
Dana White's also an Irish
American.
Yeah. All right, well, we're winding down. That's the end of our show here. I do want to thank our sponsors, McCann's Irish Oatmeal, Fresh Wave.
Hope to see some of you at the Irish American Heritage Center tomorrow for the 1916 celebration.
Check it out. Join us for the crack with Cooney and Keen following this program.
Right, and that can be seen at the Irish American Heritage Center on Thursday nights at 7.
Live.
Live, and then you can... you can listen and stay for the session afterwards in the 5th Province there.
Beautiful.
That's right. Yeah. Now, here's a little special segment we like to do once a month. This is This Week in Ireland, 1916.
1916, 100 years ago, Ireland. Yeats and O'Casey captured the fervor of a nation, standing up once again to tyrants and declaring to the world their independence. Patriots proclaimed it.
To the people of Ireland, Irish men and Irish women, in the name of God and of the dead generations from which she receives her old tradition of nationhood, Ireland, through us, summons her children to her flag and strikes for her freedom.
The Irish Revolution was thousands of years in the making. The Patriots slain in Dublin that Easter Monday in the GPO, and those later executed, were certainly not the first to die for Ireland, nor would they be the last. But their intrepid spirit forever changed our nation.
We declare the right of the people of Ireland to the ownership of Ireland and to the unfettered control of Irish destinies to be sovereign and indefeasible. The long usurpation of that right by a foreign people and government has not extinguished the right, nor can it ever be extinguished except by the destruction of the Irish people. In every generation, the Irish people have asserted their right to national freedom and sovereignty. 6 times during the past 300 years, they have asserted it in arms. Standing on that fundamental right and again asserting it in arms in the face of the world, we hereby proclaim the Irish Republic as a sovereign, independent state. And we pledge our lives and the lives of our comrades in arms to the cause of its freedom, of its welfare, and of its exaltation among the nations.
The rebels were small in number, young and inexperienced in battle, but their mettle was endowed by an old ally.
We place the cause of the Irish Republic under the protection of the Most High God, whose blessing we invoke upon our arms. And we pray that no one who serves that cause will dishonor it by cowardice, inhumanity, or rapine. In this supreme hour, the Irish nation must, by its valor and discipline, and by the readiness of its children to sacrifice themselves for the common good, prove itself worthy of the august destiny to which it is called. Signed on behalf of the Provisional Government, Thomas J. Clark, Sean McDiarmid, Thomas McDonough, P. H. Pierce, Eamon Gant, James Connolly, Joseph Plunkett.
Hibernian Transmedia NFP and I Am Ireland with Paddy Holman present Today in 1916, a once-a-month special report on the historical events in and around the Irish Revolution. April 24th, 1916. Well, that was the actual day, Paddy.
That was the day. Yeah. It's all built up for. It was just...
Pierce went out in front of the GPO and read the proclamation, probably to like 6 people walking down the street, you know.
Read out the proclamation, and of course, many people in Dublin at that time didn't really agree with it.
Right.
And yet these guys had the vision because they saw beyond that this, they had to make an international statement and in many respects bring Robert Emmet's epitaph alive when Emmet says, "Let not my epitaph be written until Ireland takes its place against among the nations of the earth." So here we are, finally raising that flag and declaring an Irish Republic. What an amazing...
The interesting thing is they all knew they were going to die.
They knew they were outnumbered, and
yeah.
They knew they were going to become martyrs, and they were okay with that.
You know, it was interesting. When I was looking at the recent Easter ceremonies back in Ireland, and to see Michael D. Higgins laying the reed, and you could see the Irish Army giving the salute for all the fallen leaders. What were they thinking? It was emotional for me just to sit down watch that. Yeah. It was just the most amazing thing. And not to forget, we still have a few more counties that we're working towards, and that's what the Belfast Agreement is all about. Right. Nive Elahid on Arish, that's what they say in Irish. Their likes will not be seen again.
Absolutely.
And it's truly amazing. And you know, Huli, we won't be around for the next centenary, so
unless they come up with some new miracle drug. Yeah. But God bless all the patriots.
And you know, as well, just to see, you know, when you look at the whole Gaelic revival and the impact of the Gaelic revival on what had taken place, and Tom Clark having got all of these different leaders together, you know, William Butler Yeats, and seeing what Pearse and Plunkett and MacDiarmid had achieved, you know, he was inspired to write that beautiful poem, Easter 1916, in which he says, "I write it out in a verse, MacDonagh and MacBride, Connolly and Pearse, now and in time to be, wherever green is worn, are changed utterly, a terrible beauty is born."
That's all we have time for on Today in 1916. We encourage you to learn more about your Irish history and heritage, particularly during the centennial year. Tune in next month for more historical facts on Today in 1916. And for an entertaining look at the story of Ireland and song through history, you should definitely see Paddy Holman's terrific one-man show, I Am Ireland. You've been listening to Today in 1916, presented by Hibernian Transmedia NFP and the I Am Ireland show with Paddy Holman. Funding for this program was provided by Hibernian Transmedia NFP and the Ireland 2016 Global and Diaspora Fund through the Consulate General of Ireland, Chicago. For more info, please visit hiberniantransmedia.org.
Diet might see our fetters rend in twain.